What's up, guys?
Not much.
Not much? No. Cool.
Not much for you?
Yeah, just hanging out, man. I guess I got to do it, don't I? Figured it out.
In case as goofy as this sounds, are there any correlations you can draw from the buildup of you playing for a Texas state championship to the buildup and the excitement of this week?
I don't know. That was so long ago. I was a kid, man. So, it's a playoff type atmosphere, but I don't know. I don't think I can, compare too much.
Does it feel different in here, being the NFC Championship week, or is it just kind of status quo?
A little bit. I mean, talk to you guys a little bit more. Everybody's got a few more things on their plate. For us, it's outside stuff that's swirling around, and we've done a good job all year of putting our blinders up. And honestly, the opinion of everybody outside of this building, it's not what really matters. So we're taking to heart, what Coach Jam has for us, Coach Shermer, and getting ready to go. He's a solid player, man. He's all over the film. What doesn't stand out with that guy? I mean, he's a guy that we're going to have to account for wherever he's at, know what he's doing and what he's trying to do, because he does a good job disguising it too. So, they have him playing everywhere, covering anybody at any time. So, great player that they trust a lot in.
Case, how much have your previous stops earlier in your career kind of prepared you for this opportunity?
It's like I've said before, man, every experience I've had has trained me for, who I am now. So, I draw on every little thing. They've made me into who I am as a person, and that's who I take into Sunday.
Case, one of the videos that's kind of surfaced is of back in college when you had a sit down with John Gruden, and he was kind of complimenting some of your play style and encouraging you. Just wondering what you remember about that and what it was like to kind of sit down with him and hear his voice of confidence.
Yeah, I saw the same video this week. Pretty cool. I mean, great dude. I had a lot of fun with him that weekend, getting to do that, little quarterback camp that he does, for the draft, or did do, I guess. It's cool to have a guy like that who's got the experience that he has, be able to say those things. It was definitely good to hear at the time.
You said you just needed one team to give you a chance. Is that kind of how you've always felt throughout your career?
Yep.
When you look at the success that you've had, Coach Shermer's system, has it been more you adapting to his system or him tailoring the system to fit your strength?
I don't know. That's hard to say. You have to ask him. He's done an incredible job of getting me on the same page. I think it's communication, man, and it's both you guys getting on the same page. I mean, his it's me as a player to play as I'm coached. So I try to fit his as much as I possibly can. So I haven't worked with him in the past, before this year. So to know how different he was in the past, you talk to some guys, but he's done a tremendous job.
What do you like about how he calls the game?
I never get a play call that comes in. I'm like, golly, I don't like this play. Every play that comes in, I like the play. And he does a great job of protecting the quarterback, keeping us in good situations, and, giving us a chance to be successful.
What kind of environment are you expecting in Philly? And also, what is the most raucous environment you've ever played in?
What was that word? Raucous?
Raucous environment.
Raucous? I'm expecting a raucous environment. Can you spell that?
R-A-U-C-O-U-S?
Okay. I don't know. That sounds right.
I'm from South Louisiana. Is it? Okay, see, Linda
no
got
bell.
The bell.
Ding. Ding on the bell. I'm expecting it to be crazy. That's why... we're communicating a lot right now to make sure that, that we don't have to communicate, or if we do communicate that we're on the same page during the game, because I have a feeling I'm not going to be able to hear much and they're going to be able to hear me do a lot of things. So, for us, it's just executing, though. I mean, it's just another thing that you have to, put on top of just executing. So, for me, I've been a part of some crazy environments, some raucous environments. Seattle, I played at Seattle. My first start ever was at Kansas City, where they broke the outdoor record for a stadium, being how loud it was. So I've been a part of it a little bit, so I know a little bit what it's like.
You'd always rather play at home, but what do you like anything about that, like the raucous environment, so to speak?
Word of the day, man. Yeah. I had a coach tell me, Coach Sumlin, back in the day, man, you'd rather people be in the stands, whether they're cheering for you or against you. It creates energy. I mean, there's energy. So when nobody's in the stands, I mean, there's no energy. So, you know, at least they care. And from what I've heard, and you know, when I've been in Philly, those fans care. So I'm excited to go play.
What do you think about the field conditions that you've seen on film?
You've seen a little bit of guys slipping around. I mean, I think it's just like we've done every game. We got to go out pregame and figure out what cleats to wear.
How much of a fine line is there between your daring nature and not making turnovers? Because would you call yourself, you know, kind of overall somewhat of a daring quarterback with some of the throws that you do get in there?
I don't know. I've talked about labels, man, and daring and, you know, whatever you want to label it, you know, what you guys do. I play quarterback like I know how to play quarterback, and it's being smart with the football but giving my guys a chance at the same time. You know, it is a fine line, and you got to be smart and make sure you're putting your team in a good chance to win.
Right, because you had obviously had the interception the other day, but you obviously had the great throw to Thielen that led to that field goal. I mean, does that just show, do you always believe, obviously, that every one of those throws is going to connect?
I mean, you know, it's stuff you learn from. I mean, the interception obviously was not a smart play. You know, the other one was, you know, it's a different situation and a different, you know, different scenario. So, you know, something I put in my memory bank and I learned from, and you know, make sure I know when to do that, when to not.
Thanks.
Appreciate you guys.
Casey.